Here we are. Another episode of the Fat Nigga of America, bringing it back from the dead. I know previously I've been swimming and smiling, and before that was one man's journey. But you know what? I think I need to get back to basics and just keep it at the Fattening of America. This is me, Matty V, and it has been a long time since I last got on the podcast airwaves, and the reason for that is I was involved in a rather serious car accident in the middle of October of 2012. And basically what happened was is another vehicle traveling in excess of 50 miles an hour hit my vehicle, and the impact shattered my left ankle. The bones were pretty much shattered into pieces. The orthopedic surgeon that I first saw on that night, when he went in to do surgery, said that the x-ray looked like a bomb had gone off in my lower leg area. I've had three surgeries so far to reconstruct the ankle and lower leg. Spent some time in rehab, in a rehab facility, but was able to come home the day before Thanksgiving. I was in recovery there at home, using a wheelchair and hospital bed and commode and all that kind of crap. And now I am not using a wheelchair so much, as I have graduated from a wheelchair to a walker, and now I am using a cane to get around. You may ask yourself, well, how does this fit into the Fattening of America? Well, let me tell you. I'm titling this episode Respawn, and the reason I am titling it Respawn is because at the beginning of this year I decided to respawn. I had not been following a weight loss plan for very long before my accident happened, and really hadn't been keeping track as far as writing down what I ate and what exercise I did and whatnot. I was exercising. I mean, I was exercising every morning. I was taking a walk just about every day for an hour, trying to get back into the groove of things. But it just, I wasn't writing stuff down. So at the beginning of this year, I decided that I was going to do that. I signed up with the website MyFitnessPal.com. It's a free site. Previously, I'd been using FitDay, and that worked all right. And then before that, in the interim from using FitDay, I had gone over to LoseIt, which is a iPod app that you can use to track your calories and your exercise and whatnot. There was a component where you could have friends sign up for the app too, and you guys could do this. But MyFitnessPal.com is a free site. A bunch of my friends are doing it, and so I have that accountability. They do have an iPod and / iPad app component, which will log into your online account. So, say I'm out and about and I'm at Red Robin, I can click on the app. If there's Wi-Fi, I could click on the app and input my calories. It really doesn't even have to have Wi-Fi. You just click on the app, you type in your stuff, and next time there is Wi-Fi or an internet connection, it'll sync with your online account and keep it updated accordingly. So I've started doing that. Just last week I started doing exercise on my own. I do have physical therapy that I go to twice a week, but last week, Friday, I decided, you know what, I need to start doing exercises outside of physical therapy just to get back into it. So I popped in my Biggest Loser 30-Day Jumpstart DVD, Started with the upper body last week, just to get into the routine. This morning I actually did cardio, which I was thankful that I could complete it. It was hard. I can put weight on my left foot, but there is pain, there is stiffness. It's a huge ordeal just to get back to doing some of the simple things like walking. But I was able to do that this morning for the 11 minutes, the 11-minute workout. So we will continue with that and see how that goes. I did have to modify, and I will continue to modify as far as what I can and can't do. Like, this morning I couldn't do jump ropes, so I was, like, marching in place, moving my wrists as if I were jumping rope. I couldn't do the floor jacks because my ankle's just not that strong right now. So I was marching in place with that. What else couldn't I do? I couldn't do the ice skaters, or they called it on the DVD, cross-country skiing. It's more of ice skating. I couldn't really do that because you're hopping from one foot to the other, one foot to the other. So I kind of took it slow and kind of stepped out from side to side. Just doing little modifications like that, still getting my heart rate keep continuing. I think that as long as I continue to move and keep my heart rate up, that I'll be fine, even though I can't do a lot of the exercises. There's another, I can't remember what we're doing tomorrow. I think we're going to be doing lower body tomorrow. The ab workouts, I'm not sure if I'll be able to do that. We'll have to see how that goes, because I do have trouble getting down on the floor and then getting back up, just because I put all that pressure on my ankle. Interesting thing that the orthopedic surgeon mentioned is that for every pound you lose, you're eliminating 8 pounds of pressure on that lower leg, which was interesting. So to think that 1 pound equals 8 pounds of pressure, and you got to think that that pressure is being all concentrated on maybe what, a 2-inch diameter cylinder. You know, I mean, your leg bone. So you think, well, how could 1 pound translate into 8? But if you're thinking that all that 1 pound is being concentrated on one small area like that, and so the pressure would be greater, I understand that. One thing that has disturbed me and upset me a little bit, which kind of threw me off on my weight loss journey so far, is the orthopedic surgeon wants to make me functional. He doesn't want to get my hopes up. As far as walking unassisted, that may be a possibility. But as far as walking long distances and running, those days are over, he said. My last visit before this recent one, he said that looking back at everything, if he had to do it over again, he would have just amputated the foot and been done with it, which is really disturbing when you think about it. I mean, the injury was that bad where the doctor said, hey, if I had it to do over again, I think I would have just eliminated the foot and the lower leg and the ankle, and just dealt with a prosthetic after that. And that's, man, you know, that's hard to take, I think, for anybody. I don't know if those out there listening have, know an amputee or are an amputee and have dealt with that on their own. But to hear those words from an orthopedic surgeon that if I had it to do over again, I just would have cut it off and been done with it. I just, you know, it's upsetting. And I just, man, that was rough. And I had a rough weekend after that. I just overate. Just really didn't feel like exercising or walking or doing anything. because it hurts so bad. But I'm going to have days like that, and it's going to be another year or so before they have a better grasp as far as what's going on and what to expect from my ankle. Your lower leg, it's not the ankle. The ankle itself is fine. The ankle joint and the foot are fine. It's just the fibula that was shattered and put together. It looks like the Eiffel Tower with all the, it's like a cage around the bone that's helped keeping all the other little bones in place to so that they can grow together. So my fibula was shattered. My tibia was snapped in half. The doctor wasn't too concerned about that. The tibia is just used basically for stability. If need be, it can be removed and be used as a replacement bone for, Dottie said, fingers and toes and wrists and stuff like that, that bone could be harvested and used in that way. And you don't really technically need it to survive, that you can survive without a tibia. And I thought that was rather interesting for him to say. But at this last meeting with him, he looked at the current x-rays, and I believe that he was kind of shocked to see how far along I actually am. That the bone is growing inside that cage very well, almost as if I'm ahead of where I should have been, according to his calculations. So it's an encouragement to me that I'm ahead of the game. And he wants to see me at the end of May now. So we're looking at that time it was a 3 month deal. So now we're looking at about 2 months. But it's going to be a long road. And I figure for every pound that I can lose, if that takes pressure, 8 pounds of pressure off of my leg, that maybe there is hope down the road that I will be able to walk long distances. I will be able to run unassisted, ride a bike and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that. But be on the lookout here every week, every Monday. There will be a Fattening of America podcast coming to you. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry about that. I am just getting back into the groove here. I need to get back on track to get back to the things that I used initially to lose weight, to lose over 250 pounds. And I've gained about 150 back. So I am really trying to work hard now just to get back what I had lost previously. The ankle thing, yeah, that has put a wrench in my plans, but I believe that through determination and really sticking to the MyFitnessPal, logging in calories and exercise, going on short walks, I'm not going to be able to do the 3, 4 miles a day that I did previously. But hey, at least I can maybe make it up the block or make it around the corner and back. Just something to help me just expend calories. I've got lots of ways to do that. I mean, I've got books on Tai Chi, on wheelchair exercises, so I can do them seated. It's going to be a process, and I need to amend my thinking to not be down on myself because of my injury. I am not handicapped. My wife reminds me that all the time, that I'm not handicapped. I am injured. So that's another mindset that I need to put myself in. That this is not a totally permanent thing, that I will be able to walk again, and there are people out there that, unfortunately, after a car accident, are no longer able to walk again. But I'm alive, I'm here, and I need to move forward with that and be thankful that I am here, that I can do things for myself. And I think that's going to do it for today's show. Be sure to visit me online at www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. Till next time, this is Matty V.